This gold mine in Nakanak, eastern Equatoria state, is just one of many spots across South Sudan's east where a gold rush has hit. Adele Natogo says, like countless others, she left her 9 children and village, an 8-hour walk from here, a month ago, to sift through the endless piles of terracotta rubble for gold.
There are so many people that have come here. They're all over the bush, everyone looking for gold. This is a big place.
But many of the miners say the golden era of finding nuggets is over. Now, they squint at their plastic basins for the tiniest speck of gold and hope machines will arrive soon to help their hunt. Trader Samuel Kuvuva in the nearest town, Kapaweta, says that when foreigners gave metal detectors to artisanal miners last year, their yield more than doubled from 5 kilograms of gold per week.
At least they were collecting, per week they were collecting 12 kilograms of this gold. And at least they were performing, and not like the way at least these people used to use basins and whatever.
At the Ministry of Mines in Juba, Undersecretary of Mining Andu Esbon Ade says the government suspended previous small-scale mining licenses while putting the finishing touches to a mining law aimed at pulling in big investors and big money to extract the gold, copper, iron ore and other metals thought to lie under the earth.
Coming out of war, things were not well organized. Getting out of the licenses was not well organized. So the government decided to stop any exploration work until law has been signed. Now the law has been signed. We are working now on what they call regulations, just to clarify some parts of the law which are not maybe clear to the common man. So soon, I'm sure before September this year, we'll be issuing out licenses.
But until machines arrive to replace the picks and pans, farmers turned panners in this impoverished and drought-stricken region are tasked with uncovering the minerals that in years to come could wean the new nation off its dependency on oil revenue. Hannah McNeish for VOA News in Nakanak, South Sudan.